and welcome to Heartbeat. We've recently been talking about scriptures that inspire us. And so there's a scripture that was recently read in one of the gospel readings that I want to share with you that really spoke to me and has been one that I've thought about often over the years. And it's in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. And it says this, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Now, maybe it's one that you've read before or you've heard before, and it's a great scripture because it's one that helps us to live through the hardships in our life. And I'll explain a bit how it does that. Now, this verse here is in the context of St. Paul writing to the Christians in Thessalonica. He's written to them because they've been going through some persecution in their community, and he's encouraging them. And the people are wondering, because they've been going through all this persecution and suffering, the people of Thessalonica, they're wondering when Christ is returning to relieve them from some of this suffering. And St. Paul writes to them and encourages them and tells them how they are to live as Christians while they're experiencing this suffering and while they are waiting for Christ. And for us too, it's something that we can hold on to when we're going through hardship, when we're suffering in life, when there are things that we're going through that are very challenging. It's a scripture verse that we can hold on to. You know, if you read just before that scripture verse, in verse 15, it says this, "See that none of you repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to all." You know, when sometimes someone does something bad to you, I don't know about you, but one of my first reactions or instincts can be to pay them back for what they've done to me. And the Thessalonians may have been feeling like this because of the hardship that they were experiencing and the persecution. But St. Paul says to them, no, don't repay them with evil. Instead, do good. And then he flows to this next verse in verse 16 that says, instead, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing and give thanks in all circumstances. And God would say the same thing to us. When we're suffering, when we're going through hard times, we need to rejoice, we need to pray, we need to give thanks. So St. Paul is urging the believers to be people who are joyful, to be people who are prayerful, and to be people who are thankful. So let's look at that. The first thing that we're asked to do in this verse is to rejoice always. And this is a call for us to have a joyful attitude all the time. And it's based on our hope as believers in Christ. We have hope in Christ that he will provide for us, that he cares for us, that he loves us deeply, that he shows us his mercy, and we should rejoice in that. It helps us to turn our eyes from the circumstances that we're in, to turn them to him who is our hope. And then it says we need to pray without ceasing. And this doesn't mean constant prayer all the time in terms of having to sit down and have a deep conversation with God, although that is important and is something that we should do. But this kind of prayer without ceasing, it's about a constant prayer in our hearts the whole day. It's about having a readiness in our hearts to turn to God when we need him. That to turn to him would be our first thought, our first reaction when we're in need. In a new Bible commentary by Olive Tree, it's looked at what kind of prayer did St. Paul have in his time? How did he pray? And it says for him, prayer was thanksgiving, intercession, and the realization of God's presence. Do you know constant prayer, praying without ceasing, can be recognizing God's presence in your life? Recognizing that he's with you in a situation, recognizing that he's present with you in a conversation. This can also be a way of prayer in addition to our sitting down and being at his feet in deep conversation. It's recognizing God's presence with us all the time. This can be how we pray without ceasing throughout our day, having this heart disposition towards God. And then in this verse, the next instruction we're given is to give thanks in all circumstances. We are to be thankful in every situation. And this is based on the belief that God is at work, even in hard times, even in the difficult situations of our life, we can be thankful because God is at work. we can be people of gratitude. Have you ever met a person of gratitude? Someone who is just thankful? Thankful to be invited, thankful to receive. They have a different perspective on life. Certainly the people I've met who are people who are thankful, they do. They appreciate things. You know, when we are thankful to God for our circumstances, despite our circumstances, then we have a different perspective on life. Again, our eyes look to Him instead of the situations that we're in. And this is how St. Paul encourages us to live our lives, to be people who rejoice, to be people who pray, and to be people who are grateful. And you might have noticed that St. Paul says to do it all of the time. He says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, that we are meant to do it all of the time, that our hearts should always be turned to God in being grateful, in being joy-filled, and in being people of prayer. And it is hard to do that. I recognize that. And that's where we can ask God for the grace to be people who are joy-filled, that He would remind us of what He's done for us, and that He can help us to be thankful even in hard times. You know, what if during your day you were a person of joy? What if you thanked God for things throughout your day? Do you think you'd feel better? Do you think God would help you through more, recognizing that you are putting your trust in Him? It's about a dependence on God by being a person of joy, by rejoicing, by being thankful. That's what we are saying to God when we turn to Him. So why don't you pray with me right now and think of your circumstances, think of the challenges that are going on in your life, and let's ask God to come and help us to be people of joy, to be people who turn to Him always, and to be people who are grateful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, I thank You for this encouragement. Lord, would You give each and every one of us the grace to be people of joy, to turn our eyes to You, to have a heart of prayer that just constantly wants You in our lives. Would You help us to be grateful, Lord, and to give thanks in all circumstances? Lord, I thank You for the grace that each of us will receive, and I pray for our circumstances that You would be present, that we would recognize Your presence and the work that You're doing. And I thank You in advance for Your provision and for Your love that You give us all. We ask this in Your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.